Okay, question. This week's parasha we learn about the birth of a boy and a girl. All the laws of the birth of a boy and a girl. A boy, the mother is tummy for 7 days. She's tar for 33 days. A girl, the mother is tummy for 14 days and is tar for 66 days. And she brings a set of korbanos as a yoledes. V'chulu v'chulu. Question. What about the husband? What does he do when the baby is born? So, let me ask you. So there are two brachas that potentially can be said. You can make a bracha shehechiyanu. And the bracha of Hatoy v'Hameitiv.
I thought the one is the same.
They're not the same. Toy v'Meitiv is when you're a shutif. The Gemara's example of Toy v'Meitiv is if you have a piece of land, and you're parked, your piece of land, and it rains. And at the beginning of the rain season, and you hear, and you go outside, and it's raining. So you're very happy that Baruch Hashem, it's raining, the produce will grow. What bracha do you make when it rains for the first time? So the Gemara says, it depends. If you own the land privately, you make a shehechiyanu. If you own the land b'shutfis, you are a partner in the land, then you make a bracha hatoy v'hametiv. It's not just good for you, it's good for someone else. Partner in something, you make a bracha hatoy v'hametiv. If it's only good for you, a shehechiyanu. Question. What have all of you done when you got word that your wife gave birth to a baby boy or a baby girl? What bracha did you make? And let me ask another question. When you had grandchildren, when you found out that a grandchild was born to either a grandson or a granddaughter, did you make a bracha? And if you did make a bracha, what bracha did you make? So, Meir, let's start with you.
You know, I ran her to register him in Chaim Berlin,
Chaim Berlin? Why Chaim Berlin? Why Chaim Berlin?
From the labor room, you gotta do that.
So what bracha did anyone make a bracha on their children? Did anyone make a bracha?
I think by male, I'm not sure. You make the bracha to my mate.
Why? Because the boy is good, but who's happy in the boy? The mother and the father, right? Both the mother, but you're happy at a boy and your wife is happy, your partner. Child is a partnership between the father and the mother. They're both very happy. So you make a bracha toy v'hametiv. What about if you have a girl? What bracha do you have a girl? So, well, you know, you have a girl, and not happy, you have a girl. Of course, you have. What? So, the Mishnah Berurah, it's a very vague halach. A lot of things are very not clear, and I have to really dig deep to understand. But basically, it appears to be the minigal olam. This is what appears to be. The Mishnah Berurah pretty much says this. It's not 100% clear. The other opinions, but the minigal olam is when parents have a boy, immediately, even without seeing the child, when you get word you had a baby boy, you make the bracha hatoiv v'hametiv. When a person is informed that he has a girl, he doesn't make a bracha yet. The first time he sees his daughter, he makes a shehechiyanu.
Where do you see this?
Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, based upon the Gemara, Rishonim, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Dark Tshuvas Ramah, and go through some of the ideas, what it's all about. This appears to be the most common minhag amongst us Ashkenazim. This, what? Yeah, Chassidim, it seems they don't make a bracha at all.
They don't make a bracha
at all by baby. But by the Ashkenazim, this appears to be the most common minhag that a boy, when you hear, when you are become informed, the doctor comes out. If you're not in the labor room, if you're not in the room, you're too squeamish, you're not in there, and they come out and they tell you it's a boy, immediately before you see your wife and the child, you immediately make a bracha. I tell you the hametiv. You're happy, your wife is happy, it's good news, a boy. You have to also, not necessarily right away, you have to at least wait, we have to wait to make sure that your wife is out of sakana and the baby is okay. If the baby, there are issues, the baby needs their issues, whatever they are, then it could be you don't make the bracha right away. You have to wait until the danger has passed. Everything is, Baruch Hashem, okay. It could take 5 minutes, it can take 1 minute, it could take maybe a day, until everything is okay, Baruch Hashem, so then you make the bracha atoy v'hametiv. You don't have to see the baby. You don't have to see the baby. Just hearing the baby was born is enough. The common minhag Yisrael is, on the birth of a girl, you don't make atoy v'hametiv. It's not really clear why. It seems, you read between the lines of the Mishnah Berurah, that the mother is not happy. Shocking thing to say, right? The mother, the father is happy. The father is happy. Why is the father happy? Not because, not, you know, there's another shocking thing, you know. Why is the father happy? Because every father is a briska. It's not that I'm happy I have a girl. It's a din. Priya urviya. To mekayim the mitzvah, the aisa, priya urviya, you need a boy and a girl. Okay,
so
think
what
of
about the third and fourth and fifth child?
What? It's a hisofa in the din, the aisa of priya urviya. There is. Sure, of course. Just having one boy, one girl, you're kind of just the basic. But every haysafa, every additional child is a toisefes, is an additional addition to the mitzvah, the araisa. Okay, it's not your emotion that's said that. I'm going to throw out a lot of issues, a lot of different ideas, and everything I'm telling you is a very big challenge. And the truth is, there's no clarity. This is a very, very vague topic. It's a very vague topic. Talk about the briskas. Now they once interviewed a certain rabbi who was affiliated with Brisk, and they said there was a very nasty write up in one of the Israeli papers. They tried to analyze what's going on with Brisk. So they said that they got all the lashon hara. They said he's a very cold person. He's very, very cold, like no emotion, no nothing. But the one thing he's very good, Yisaimen, orphans. This rabbi, he's unbelievable, comes from an orphan and will go to the other end of the world. So the reporter said, oh, wow, that's really wonderful. You know, he's very emotional. Well, he feels for an orphan. So the yeshiva guy who told him all the Lashon Hara says, no. It's not because he's emotional. It's the law. It's the halacha. It's the halacha. It's a din. It's not because he has emotion. The halacha is, a yosayim, you have to treat specially. So because it's the halacha, that's why. Don't think it's because emotion. Pretty nasty, right? Okay, so you can separate the emotion. So the truth is, this argument is a very powerful argument in many areas of halacha. A father makes a toiva hametiv on a boy because he's happy. It's good news. It's emotion. Emotion. I'm happy. A boy, wow, I'm happy. A girl, I'm happy. A girl, listen, don't get me into. I'll tell you a private, personal story to show you not to talk about that. You shouldn't talk and say you're not happy at a girl. Who's not happy about a girl? I don't know. This is like an ancient concept that a girl, it's not the same. I don't know why. It really is a big, big mystery. Why? But yet you can't deny the fact that it's halacha. It's good news because now you are mekayim the mitzvah, the first girl for sure, and every additional girl there's a mitzvah pre-revia. Gevaldik, I did a mitzvah. So you make a shachyanu. What about the mother? The mother, she's not mitzvah in the midst of priya urviya. She has no obligation to have children. A woman has no obligation. A man has the obligation to have children, not a woman. So a woman's not going to make a shechiyanu because she had a baby. Because she's in the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. So, well, because she's happy. She's happy. So, I really don't know what this means. But it appears that the degree of simcha for her of having a girl is not on the same level as the simcha she has having a boy. I don't know how you can say that, because today you should know the statistics in the world, and go online, and the statistics are most people want to have a girl than have a boy, at least among the goyim. Those are the statistics, those are the facts. If they have a choice, they would have a girl, not a boy. Why is that so? I don't know, that's what it is. So what does it mean exactly? I really don't know, but yeah?
In most societies, before
there were ancient societies,
even not so ancient societies, even present day societies, where there is or wasn't a social safety net, parents relied on their son.
Okay, so he's saying the answer. Right, he's saying the answer. You're thinking long term. Who is going to be who's going to help me when I get old? The Gemara says that there's an expression in the Gemara. Who's going to help me in my old age? A daughter is not going to be there for the mother. Why? What?
They kept saying, a lot of these people say, I have a boy, a
Kaddish. That's a spiritual thing. He's going to say Kaddish. But it means just basic physical support. Who's going to feed me? Who's going to take care of me? Who's going to be there for me? Who's going to bury me? So a girl is going to get married. She's going to be under the authority of her husband and her own children. She's not going to be able to be there. A man is independent.
The girl lives with the husband's family.
Let's say the girl lives with what? They normally did. Now, this was true in the time of Chazal, that women were completely under, they were not there for their mother. They were not there for the mother when their mother got old and was ill, and the only one that was able to be a support was the son. So when a woman hears she has a son, wow, it's like insurance. I'll be okay. When she hears she has a daughter, very nice. I have a daughter, very happy. I'm very happy. Everyone's knowing the tremendous simcha, you have a daughter. But we're dealing with a different perspective. We're dealing with dollars and cents and physical, who's going to care for me? Who's going to give me food? That does not give her, in that degree, that element of simcha is what the bracha was established for. And why that's, I don't know. That's what it is. I'll give you, just give a personal story, a private story. Okay, the private story. My grandparents did not have children until much, much later in life. And Baruch Hashem, they had children, the whole long story. And then when my grandparents' first grandchild was born, it was a tremendous simcha. It was a girl. They had the first grandchild was a granddaughter. And they made a kiddush. And at the kiddush, there was everyone here knows, Rabbi Nechemia, he would for sure appreciate the story, he probably knows the story, is there was Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler is the father of Rabbi Moshe Tendler. He was a Rebbe in RJJ. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He has a very big personality. He was also a very big joker. He wore a bow tie. He made a lot of jokes. So they had a kiddush. It was a very small kiddush in the Yeshiva in RJJ. My grandparents made the kiddush celebrating their first granddaughter. And you have to also know that my grandmother was a very strong woman. Very, very powerful, strong woman. I never met her because she died before I was born, but that's what I was told. And this story illustrates the story of that. And at the Bris Milah, this is the time when Golda Meir became the prime minister. It was just during that time, Golda Meir became the prime minister. Something like that. She was the prime minister, whatever it was then. And so he got up to speak, and I tell him, and he said, my grandfather's name was Shmuel David. So he says, I saw him, Shmuel David. Today, and Shmuel David, such a great simcha, he had a grandchild, but I see he's not so happy. He would rather have preferred that he had a grandson, not a granddaughter. I'm Shmuel David, don't worry. A girl's also good. She can be the prime minister of Israel one day. Because it was a big thing, that Golda Meir. All right, you know, this was Darko, he's the make of Litzanis. So my grandmother did not find it funny. So my grandfather got up and basically attacked him. Okay, verbally, and said, how dare, in front of everyone, it wasn't a big crowd to begin with, and says, how dare you say that? He says, do you know how much simcha, how much hakaras atoy we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we have a granddaughter? I obviously, it wasn't easy. My parents were survivors from the war and v'chulu, and then have children and this and that. And like, it really, really set her off to say, oh, you would have preferred to have a grandson? Not so big, you have a granddaughter. Don't worry, she can be the prime minister. She can be Golda Meir. Golda Meir, women's lib. She did not take this lightly. And the person who was there, he lives in my block, at the Goritz, you know Shul Goritz?
Yeah.
They literally had to take her out, drag her out of the room in her anger out of my Tendler for making this joke, because chas v'shalom to say such a thing. So I just to show you, having a daughter is a big, big event.
Says that,
he only has daughters.
But he says
only daughters.
If you go into, let's say, what a story, you go into a rich family and the woman takes out a check but writes you a check, are you allowed to take it?
Right? Shalom the Gemara.
He says today it's no problem because the woman is the boss.
Anyway, she's the boss. Ain't no chanami. Okay, so don't take it lightly having a daughter. No one's taking lightly. It's a pella what all of this means. That a boy, and this is halacha l'maisa. I'm telling you, this is halacha l'maisa. Go into any yeshiva, all the B'nai Torah, you know, they're in kollel, they're learning, they're serious, they're having children. When they have a boy, this is the minhag Yisrael today. Okay, the minhag Yisrael today, when a boy is born, the father makes hatoy v'hametiv. It's good for me, it's good for my wife.
I told him, B'nai Yisosko says, why is it? Because he says, a boy, Zohar, is with the matria bracha.
Yeah.
And the cave is with the matria nezek.
All right, this is
I'm,
the.
I'm just coming over there. It's the only thing he says on the whole topic.
Okay, today the Minog Yisrael is. Rabbi, the Minog Yisrael is. This is the way it is. Go to any kollel today in America, in Eretz Yisrael. When they know that they have their wives are pregnant, they know all the laws for when your wife is pregnant, what you do when the baby is born, if you're a healthy baby, so you make right away, you make a bracha, I tell you if I made it, and a girl, you don't make the bracha, that's the way it is, and you make a bracha shehechianu the first time you see your daughter. Now, what about a grandchild? It's a big machlokes. Suppose when you find out, you definitely don't make a toiv hametiv. It's not your child. They're not going to. That's not your property. But you make a shechianu. It's a big machlokes. Suppose the Mishnah brings down. I think from the Sefer Chassidim, he says that you do that when you the first time you see your grandson, and I think granddaughter also, if not mistaken, then you make a shechianu. Grandparents. Okay, you hear they have a grandchild, you have to see them. It's not enough hearing. You have to, the first time you see the grandchild, you make a shechianu. Not everyone, he brings it down as an opinion, which not everyone, I think the Ber Halacha, not everyone agrees to.
So
the
same like they don't see a long time a friend.
That's exactly the Halacha. The Halacha is if you do not, and here's the problem. The problem is, here's the Halacha. If you do not see your friend for 30 days, yeah. The halacha is that's a year. That's a year. Tchias Amesim. If you do not see your friend in 30 days, you make a bracha shechianu. Now, this is the halacha. If it's the first time you ever see him, let's say a correspondence. People have this all the time. They chat online. They learn mechavrusa with someone. People they learn partners in Torah. Sky, you know, is a shaila. You have the image, the video might take away from the simcha. Let's say you correspond, even audio. But let's say, you know, you correspond with a person of a long period of time, and then now the first time you see him, do you make a bracha shachianu? No. You have to first see the person once, and then not see him for 30 days to be a candidate to make a shachianu. We today don't make the shachianu altogether. Okay, today the minhag olam is, you never make that bracha. Come on, I mean, maybe you'll find exceptions, but ruba de ruba, today, if you do not see your friend for more than 30 days, or even a year, we don't make the bracha. But it says in Shulchan Aruch to make the bracha. You have to know, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch to make the bracha, the minhag Yisrael is not to make the bracha. You don't make the bracha, shechianu, whatever the reasons are. But even if you do make the bracha, there's a condition. You have to at least see the person once for real. You never saw this kid. The first time you see your daughter, I never saw before. It's the first time. So how can you make a shechianu because you saw? So the answer is, why don't you make a bracha when you see a person the first time and you're not, because who says you really have such hana? It's not because there's a chesaron in saying the shechianu. It's you cannot really determine you have that simcha if you never saw the person at least once before. But your own daughter? For sure, you're going to have that pleasure. So therefore, the first time you see your daughter or your grandchild, even though you've never seen them once before, you can make the bracha. The only reason when it comes to a regular person, you have to see them once before to make the bracha, when you see them the second time, is because you can't really know for sure you have joy by a person who's not your child unless you've seen them once before, you had pleasure in them, and now you miss them, and now you see them again, you have pleasure. But a child, of course you're going to love your child, no matter what. So then you can make the bracha when you see yourself for the very first time, shechianu. Now here's the very, what?
You should make a bracha when a grandfather is under a chuppah and he sees his granddaughter getting married.
That's a very good shaila. Why are you asking a general question? Why do you make a shechianu by a wedding? That's another shaila, which is not another very good shaila. I don't know the answer. There's another topic of discussion. The same reason why the chassan and kala don't make a shechianu, the grandfather's not going to make a shechianu. You can't go tell me why the child doesn't make the shechianu because the baby can't make the bracha. He's an infant. But this is here's another very big shaila, this is very interesting, and there's such an opinion like this, and this really touches upon so many, there's so many issues, that this question brings out so many halach issues, and we're out of time, and that is, there's an opinion that says, you should make on a son two brachas. You make a toiva hametiv, oh, good news, guess what? My wife had a baby, great. She had a baby. Good for me. Good for my wife. Make a toiva hametiv. It's good news. He's going to be there to bury me. Be there to bury my wife. So Baruch Hashem, we have. No, it's not a joke. There's going to be there someone you leave. Rachman, you see what happens when people don't have who to come for them. It's Rachman and son. When people are their old age, they don't have children to take care of them. It's big Rachman. It's good news. Someone's going to be there for me. My wife make a Toiv Meitiv. So next question. And my daughter, I'm not making on my daughter Toiv Meitiv because she's not going to be there for me. So too bad for her. Doctor comes out and says, it's a girl. Oh, it's a girl. She's not going to be there to bury me. She's not going to be there to bury my wife. No bracha. No hatoyev hametiv. You go in the room and you see the little girl. Ah, delicious. Baruch atah Hashem l'kim l'cholam shechiyanu v'kimon v'yon l'azman hazeh. That's halach by a girl. That's what we do. When you see the girl for the very first time, you make the bracha because it's like seeing your friend. Question. Boy. Doctor comes out and says, you're too squeamish to come into the labor room, to come into the room. All right. I'll tell you the secret anyway. Your wife had a boy. Oh, gevaldik, someone's going to bury me. You make hatoyva hametiv. Now you go into the room, you see your son for the first time. Why don't you make a shechiyanu? The minhag Yisrael is not to. No one makes a shechiyanu. Why not? Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. You should make two brachos on your son. He's saying an idea, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying a very interesting idea. You say shachan by a bris, that covers it, but most don't make a shachan by a bris, because tzar diyanuka, we don't make a shachan by a bris. So why do you make a shachyanu? So the truth is, the tshuva sarashba says that you do. That's the pashtus. The whole shayla, what he really means, but there's very strong ground that you really should make a second bracha. You make toy v'hametiv on the good news, and you make a shachyanu on the simcha that you have, that you actually see your son for the very first time. So indeed, there is a shita that you should make two brachas. We don't do that. Why don't we do that? Because it's very big, because we basically hold what it comes down to is that toiva hanetiv already accomplished the shechiyanu. Even though you'll tell me, but it's not the same bracha. Toiva hanetiv is for a besur toiva. Shechiyanu is simcha. Is simcha. A besur toiv is not always simcha. Especially in this case, a toiv meitiv is not for now, it's for end of life. Okay, that's good news also. So really, it's two separate brachas, and there's very strong ground that you should make two brachas, and some people say you should make two brachas, but the minhag ha'olam is no. We basically say that everything really it blends one into another, and when you make the ha'toiv ha'meitiv, you can no longer make the shechiyanu. Now, this one is a little teeny little drush. When a man makes a bracha every day by birchas shachar, what do you say? Baruch atah Hashem l'kim l'cholam shelo yasani isha. Baruch Hashem, not one of those. What does the woman say? Shasani kirit sinai. Okay, now so we think that we're one up upon them. The levush says punta keret, and we use the lead into this thing. The levush says punta keret. A man, he is chayvin all the mitzvahs. The reason why he makes the bracha shloys on isha has nothing to do with male chauvinism. It's because the man has more mitzvahs. It's purely a brisk din, a brisk. Every man in the morning is a briska. It's a mitzvah. I have more mitzvahs. Nothing to do with male, female. Women are better, smarter, garnished. It's a din. It's a din. I have more mitzvahs. And the Isha can't say that. The Levush says, when Hashem made men, Hashem says, Naseh. Hashem asked the Malachim, should we also make a man? That's a problem, because that opened up a pischoin peh for Apikorsim to say there's more than one Rishus. When Hashem made a woman, Hashem did not consult. Loi toif hayos adam levadai, e'ese loi. I alone will make a woman. A woman was made all alone. Hashem did not need to ask Malachim to open up a pischon peh v'apikarsim. Therefore, a woman says, "Shasani kirit soynoi," that Hashem did not consult. The woman has the better bracha. The man is the problem. Because the man, you can't say, "Shasani kirit soynoi," because Hashem was nimlach. Hashem had to consult with the Malachim. Should we make men? Should we not make men? Azoy and Azoy. Opens up Pischoin Peh, the whole Gemara. So therefore, a man can't say, Shasani Kirit Sinai. Okay, we'll give him, the next best thing is, Shloya Sani Isha, I have more mitzvahs. The Levush Mamish puts it the other way. It's the men that should be complaining. They can't make the bracha. Mamish, the Levush. We're not talking over here, modern. Talking about a very unbelievable shot. I want to say the Zelba thing. When the man says, Shloyas on Isha, think about this. If I was a woman, what bracha did my parents say on me when I was born? Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu v'kibanu gudu. Shloyas on Isha. So you say. A woman says, so the man thing, I'm better, you know, because when I was born, my parents said on me, the mother also must make the bracha, not only the father. The mother and the father make the brachas. The father makes the shutup. So the man says, when I was born, my parents made on me hatoyve hanetiv. If I would have been a girl, my parents would not have made on me hatoyve hanetiv. Hatoyve hanetiv is a very powerful bracha. The bracha, when you're saying shaloy osani isha, you're going back to the day you were born. And my birth brought into this world a response of Kavod Shemayim that someone said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaToyv HaMeitiv. Wow. If I would have been a girl, they would not have said that bracha. The girl says, yeah, good for you. I have one up on you. Shasani Kiritsoinai, it's a positive bracha. Because when I was born, my parents said, Shehechiyonu, they reached a matzav of life. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. If I would have been a boy, they wouldn't focus on the good. They would focus on, you know what toiv is? You know what really toiv says? The Chazal say, toiv lo'odom sheloi nivra. The achshav shenivra, yifash veish b'masav. What do we make a toiv ha-meitiv? Make a toiv ha-meitiv on harugi beta. They were nidnu l'kvura, death, a dignified death. Umeitiv, their bodies did not rot. The girl says, Baruch Hashem, not a boy. If I was a boy, toiv, shloi nivra. The whole bracha is the bracha of that you'll die well. That you're going to be a participant. It's a bracha, it's a very complicated bracha, but it's a bracha on negatives. Shechiyanu is a bracha on the positive. So an ish has one up over a man, that when I was born, it brought into this world, Kavod Shemayim, they focused on the good. A boy, bracha atoy v'hametiv, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, and there's room for improvement. There's room for improvement. Some do not make these brachas. I don't know why. They don't want. What do they do instead? They put on a new garment, or they eat something, and when they recite birchas hamozoim, atoy v'hametiv, the fourth bracha, the mechavein, that it should go on their newly born son, and even newly born daughter. Okay, or they take out a suda and they have a bottle of wine, and then they bring out another bottle of wine, a better bottle of wine. And what's the halacha when you have a suda and bring out a better bottle of wine? You make the bracha hatoy v'hametiv. So people, they put themselves immediately in this situation. They have the wine all ready to go, so they can make on the wine la halacha hatoy v'hametiv. The mechavein, the bracha should go upon their child. Have a new fruit for the Shechiyanu, for the girl, for those who don't make the brachas. I don't know why.
There's even if they make the Shechiyanu, they can still have make a Tov HaMeitiv on the wine.
Right, you can do both. So Ashkenazim, we do it. All the B'nai Torah, they do it. The Hasidim, it seems, yesh v'yesh, and those who don't, these other eitzes, the Birchas HaMazon, wine, in order to compensate for the Shechiyanu and the Tov HaMeitiv.